What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 17 of the podcast. And, you know, I just hope everybody out there is doing good. I hope everybody's well. Hope everybody's grinding like you should be. Y'all already know what it is. And I got a treat for y'all today, man. I got my first guest on the show. You know, it's one of my older brothers, Mike. You know what I mean? So, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things today. We're going to be talking about music and life and, you know, just a lot of different things in general. So, you know, it should be fun today. So, now without further ado, you know, I want to introduce, you know, my brother Mike. And, yeah, just tell him, you know what I'm saying, something about yourself, you know what I mean? Just speak to the people.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Mike Sanders. I'm Julius's brother. First, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it. You know, I've listened to every episode, and, you know, they're really good, and each episode you're definitely improving and getting, you know, they're getting better and better each time. And so when you asked me to come on to be on the show, I definitely didn't hesitate. About me, what can I say, really? I've got a few things going on. I mean, my main thing that I've always been involved in is music, music production. I do beats, I rap, you know. I've always been involved in that. We really started doing that probably about 2003, I think, is when we really started, you know, trying to do basic recordings and do things like that. But, you know, now I also kind of, you know, dabble in some other things. I have a YouTube channel now, which is mostly gaming. I also feature my music on there as well. You know, but it's more primarily, you know, gaming stuff. So I've just been kind of getting that going. And, you know, I have my SoundCloud, which is, you know, my music also. You know, I have a lot of, you know, outlets with social media that I... you know, that I dabble in, you know, I try to spread myself out as wide as possible. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot of fun, you know, getting to meet a lot of new people, you know, and, you know, collab with people and, you know, work together on different projects and stuff like that. Yep. It's been a learning experience, man, but it's very interesting. And I'm definitely, you know, learning as, you know, time goes on. So that's kind of what I do for the most part.
Yeah, that's cool, man. For me, you know, personally, you know, I'm just going to, you know, chime in and say that, you know, with the music thing, you know, we started, you know, on a desktop computer. I mean, that's what I remember.
We used to have the computer monitor. It was a Hewlett Packard. We used to have the monitor with the microphone built into it. We would play the beats. We'd play instrumental beats that we downloaded off the internet.
Yeah.
Or they'd be on a CD. We'd play them from a CD.
Yeah.
And then we would just rap over it. We didn't have a recording studio. We didn't have a real microphone. We just had the passion. We knew that we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And we wanted our voices to be heard.
Yeah.
And that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
And I still have a lot of those recordings. I have them. I try to keep everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun in the beginning because, you know, we're just learning, you know, how to do stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we're learning how to use the microphone. We're learning how to record. We're learning how to put, you know, the instrumental in. And, you know, record our voices over the instrumental. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything was just a learning curve, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't watch anybody else do it. You know, we weren't watching people on YouTube or anything like that on how to make a beat or how to record or anything like that. It was just all organic, you know, me, you know, my brother, and my nephew, Trey, you know what I'm saying? You know, eventually I'm going to have him on, too. I'm saying he couldn't be here today, but, you know, I'm definitely going to have him on soon. But, you know, we just worked through it, you know what I mean? We worked together and, you know, we figured things out and made it work, you know what I mean? So,
and, you know, and then after that, God, I don't really remember what year it was. It might have been close around that same time. I say, like, you know, maybe like Actually, it might have been later than that. I don't really remember exactly, but I got introduced by an ex-girlfriend, oddly enough. Mm-hmm. I got introduced to FL Studio, which is a DAW. For those of you that don't know, it's a digital audio workstation, mm-hmm. Which is where you make, which is how you make professional type beats on the computer. And I got introduced to that, and I didn't know where it was going to take me at the time. I just was kind of like dabbling in it a little bit. But then it just was really, once I started getting the hang of it, I just really, that's when I felt like the music thing for the three of us really started going to the next level, because then I just wanted to start here and there, you know, didn't really spend a lot of money. I got the software free, and then I would buy like a little headset microphone that you would like video chat mm-hmm. with or something like that to record. Everything started slowly escalating, slowly and surely, not spending a lot of money. We just knew we wanted to do it, yeah. and we knew that we had to take it to the next level. Yeah. And, you know, so once I got that and started making my own beats, my nephew started doing the same thing, started making his own beats, you know, and then I felt like that really re-energized us, yeah. You know, to start making our own projects. We made a mixtape. We all had solo projects that we did. We had a group album that we did. Unfortunately, like I said earlier, I tried to save everything. Yeah. And I made some mistakes in giving some of our music to some people that we probably shouldn't have gave it to. Mm-hmm. And I lost our group album, and I never backed it up, which was stupid on my part. And I also lost my first solo album that I completed. So I have no, like, backup of that. I have maybe, I think I might have a few songs still, but I don't have the entire project. So that's something that I've always kind of regretted. Yeah. But, you know, I learned from that. Like I said before, this is some, you know, this is a learning experience. And yeah. I definitely learned from that. Yeah. But, yeah, once we started really producing our own beats and everything, that's when it really started going to another level. We had a MySpace page. SoundCloud came along. Yeah. There were some other ones that I don't really use too much. Yeah. SoundClick was something that we were heavy into. I think we actually had a song on SoundClick that ended up being ranked number one for a while within like our general region of our area of New York. I think it was number one for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was even more motivation, you know.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
You know, as time has gone on, you know, it's been, you know, when you become busy with life and, you know, a lot of things going on, it's been hard to try to keep the music going. But I don't think any of us have really ever stopped. I think we all still, to whatever degree, write. We still make beats, you know, and things like that. You know, it's been difficult, but it's just a passion that I don't think it'll ever go away, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with everything you just said, man. I mean, you know, we started from nothing and, you know, we turned it into something. We kept the passion. We kept our minds focused on what we wanted out of making music, because it was just something that we really loved to do. And, you know, with us being able to do it as a team and as family at the same time, like, it just worked out really well, you know what I mean? And, you know, we came out with a lot of good things, you know, a lot of great records, you know, and I think more, you know, are going to formulate, you know what I mean, in the future. I think that, you know, just more records are going to be made that, you know, are great and, you know, going to be able to stand the test of time. I've done a lot of solo things, you know. I know you've done a lot of solo things, you know, you got a lot of good solo records, you know, my nephew as well, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, it's just about, you know, taking your time and making something, because the thing with music or anything else, you know, if you want to be great at something, then you got to really take time out to be great at it. You know, you got to study your craft, you know, you got to do your homework, you know, you got to do your research and look at the people that have done these things, you know, before you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just understand that it's going to take a lot of time, effort, and hard work, you know what I mean? If you truly want to be great at what you do, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. That's something that I was actually going to start talking about. Just the way the music industry is now, I mean, of course you want to, you know, there's always that talk about being independent or being on a major label or something like that.
Right.
And I guess still, ideally, you would want to be on a major label only because of the financial backing and the promotion and stuff that you would get from being on a major label. But you can absolutely do this on your own from the ground up if you really are dedicated to it. You know, I spend more time, I think, now studying production, mixing, mastering, how to make the overall product sound better. Because I feel like I'm confident enough in my skills as a writer and as an MC that, I mean, I always still want to learn more too. But I feel like anytime I get in front of a microphone, I get better naturally.
Yeah.
So, but now to focus on these things, making it sound better, mixing, mastering, that's kind of what I've been focusing on. And, you know, it's really invigorated me. It's very exciting to me to learn these things and test these principles and these theories out and stuff like that. You know, I've got my little studio over there, but like I said, we started with a built-in microphone on a computer monitor, and now I've got a little home studio with myself. I've got a professional recording microphone.
Yeah.
I've got a MIDI keyboard with, you know, drum pads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a much more updated laptop.
Yeah.
You know, to do these things, and this is stuff that came over time. You know, I didn't force it. I don't think I spent money that I didn't think I had. It was just things that I felt like when it was time to take it to that next level, that I went ahead and did it. And it's every bit of money that I've spent as far as music production is concerned, I feel like it was well spent.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been able to use my microphone for my YouTube channel to make higher quality, you know, videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a double benefit for me.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying, you know, I feel like you can absolutely do this from the ground up. Be independent.
Yeah.
Sell your music. You don't even have to sell it. Like, you don't even have to really make CDs and sell it like that. CDs are being phased out.
Yeah.
In today's music industry, everything's digital. You can upload your music anywhere, and if you have the right social media outlets and channels, you can have your music broadcast all over and get known. And this is the way things are going now. Yeah. And that's kind of the way I want to go with it, you know.
Yeah, that's right, man. I mean, everybody is, you know, on their own path with doing things. And, you know, nowadays with the way, you know, society is and the way the internet is, everybody is, you know, doing things, you know, digitally, you know what I mean? So, you know, like, be it SoundCloud or, you know, whatever it is, you know, being into music or whatever you're interested in, you know, whatever your craft is, you know, you gotta use the internet, you know, to your advantage. If you're not posting on any type of social media with anything that you do, you know, whether you're a singer or actor or actress or whatever it is that you do, if you're not posting about it on Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or Snapchat or any of the main pillars of social media, then you're not relevant. I mean, it's sad to say, but you know, it's the truth, because that's the world we live in now. You have to post on these social media sites in order to be relevant. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are capitalizing, actually. You know, like, I mean, one of my mentors, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, said, you know, there's kids, you know, these millennials are, you know, winning, you know, they're doing well, you know, with social media and the internet, because, you know, they're capitalizing off of using, you know, the social channels the right way. Like, there's, you know, big celebrities out there that are A-list guys, A-list females, as far as, you know, them being famous and having stardom, that aren't as famous as a, you know, 21 or a 22-year-old kid from, you know, Idaho or Oklahoma, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like there's kids that are more famous than people that you grew up listening to, you know, whether music or people that you grew up watching in movies and stuff like that. A-list, you know, people, man, A-list, you know, stars. These people aren't as famous as these young kids doing the social media because they're not focused on it like that. You know, a lot of these people that are famous, you know, they look at, you know, social media as, well, it's not really a big deal, or, you know, it's not, you know, going to help me with my career. I'm already famous, whatever, but they, you know what I mean? You know, like, they just don't get it. Like, they could be even more famous than they already are if they just use these social platforms, you know, to their advantage, but they're not taking advantage of it. You know what I mean? So that's my whole thing with that. And as far as with the music, you know, I mean, I know I don't talk about it enough. I don't really talk about it a lot, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I kind of took a break from making music, you know what I mean? I mean, I just want to let people know I'm always going to love music. It's always going to be one of my passions. It's one of the things that I truly fell in love with once I started doing it more and more. And I used to be, you know, an addict, you know what I mean? I would record every day. I would write something every day. I mean, every day I'm doing something, you know, whether it's writing or recording, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing it every single day, and I'm doing it, you know, to the best of my ability. And I really felt like I was getting really good. Like, I was earning, you know, respect from my peers, you know, people that, you know, listen to the music. A lot of people liked it, you know, some people didn't, whatever, but, you know, you can't pay attention to, you know, the skeptics and the people that don't believe in you or whatever, because everybody had a starting point.
Absolutely.
Everybody had a starting point. Everybody that you like, everybody that you're into, or your favorite rapper or singer, they all had a starting point, and people didn't like what they were doing. People didn't believe in them. They say, oh, you're never going to make it. Why don't you just, you know, try something else or whatever. But if you let people get in your head that much, then you know, you won't make it, and maybe you don't deserve, you know, to make it to the level you want to make it to, because you allow people to come into your realm and tell you that you can't be something, or you can't be somebody, or you can't, you know, do this or do that. You know what I mean? Do what makes you happy. Now, I know I speak about this a lot, and I'm going to keep, you know, like, reiterating over and over again as much as I can that, you know, you need to do what you need to do, and you need to do it, you know, to your full potential every single day. Don't look back, you know what I mean? Like, if you keep looking behind you, then you won't understand all the opportunities that you have in front of you. So just keep facing forward and keep pushing, you know, whatever you're doing. And don't let people get in your head that much and say, you know, well, you know, I don't think you should be doing this or whatever. These are just people's opinions. The only opinion that matters is your own. You only need to listen to your heart and your mind, and, like, whatever it is that you want to do in life, go for it. Don't let anybody distract you or stop you from what you want to do in life, man. And just for the record, I'm just going to say this, you know, for the record, you know, Prophecy will, you know, continue to make music. I'm not going to say when I'll be releasing anything or anything, you know, because I don't want to gas anybody up or have y'all waiting. Like, oh, you know, you say you're going to come out with this on this date. Just know that I will be making music. I will be coming back out with music sooner than people think. I just want to say that for the record.
You know, hip-hop as a genre is so different than any other genre of music.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing is that hip-hop is the only genre of music where people make you feel bad for being older and trying to do it. When you get to a certain age, the younger people in the genre try to push you out and push you away, or make you seem like you're not relevant.
Yeah.
Think about, like, rock and roll. Like, the Rolling Stones are still out touring and making music and making money. Do you see, like, John Mayer or somebody like that telling the Rolling Stones, ah, man, you're too old to be doing this, man. You know, you need to just sit down and let us young rock and roll people do this. Right. You don't hear that.
Right.
And it's always baffled me why it's like that. Because I'm 36. And in our culture, that's too old to start a rap career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see memes on the gram and on Twitter and stuff like that, and Facebook talking about, you know, you know, older people trying to be rappers and stuff like that. And I'm not gonna lie, the reason why I had stopped doing music for a little while is because I had gotten discouraged by that. Mm-hmm. I started believing the hype. I started believing, you know what, man, I am too old to be doing this, man. You know. But then it just recently it's been hitting me like, you know what, it doesn't matter. You know, music is universal, right. and it doesn't matter how right. old I am or anything like that. Right. And if this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do because I'm honestly the bug has been biting me lately, and I really want to start. I want to start small. I've never stopped making beats. Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
I never stopped making beats. I still produce beats. You know, I'm trying to, but the reason why I haven't really been putting them out there is because I'm trying to incorporate this into my YouTube channel.
Right.
I want to do more videos of the music, of the process of making the beats and everything.
Yeah.
So. That's what I'm kind of focusing on right now. I want to try and, you know, do both at the same time.
Yeah.
But I want to get behind that mic again, and I want to start recording things, whether they're just, you know, little freestyles, complete songs,
yeah,
whatever. But like I was saying, though, the hip-hop culture is just so different than any other type of music culture.
Yeah.
It's like, and then on the flip side of that, us older people, we really, you know, we sometimes tend to hate on the younger generation a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Am I a fan of a lot of the new stuff that comes out? Not really. But mm-hmm. I don't like to go out there and downgrade and downplay these young people that are trying to do their own thing. But in the same respect, I feel like what they're doing.
Yeah.
It needs to be labeled as something different.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the same thing for a while. My whole thing, my take on it is this. You know, all the artists that, you know, we look up to, all the hip-hop guys that we look up to and, you know, grew up to, you know what I mean? Like Wu-Tang and, you know, Redman and, you know, all these different guys, Jay-Z, Nas, you know, even the people that really don't get mentioned, you know, like the De La Souls and, you know, people like that, you know what I mean? You know, Little Brother. I mean, we grew up on these guys and, you know, we listened to the music. And at one point, they were young artists, aspiring artists, you know, that were trying to get on. So the people that came before them, they felt a certain type of way. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, who are these young guys trying to come in here and still in here? Or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? But you got to make room for the new people that are coming in. Like, I get that. You know what I mean? And to your point, like you said, you know, I'm not a fan of the music that's out now. But let me just say this, people. It's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to have an opinion on how you feel about something and not be labeled as a hater. That's, you know, that's why I think a lot of people go wrong and have the wrong idea about shit. You know what I mean? Like, just because you say you don't like something, it doesn't mean that you're a hater. You just don't like it. You just not... There's plenty of people out there that probably don't like my shit. You know what I mean? You know, they don't listen to Prophecy. They never heard any of my soul. Or if they heard something, you know, they just don't like it or whatever. And that's cool. I'm totally okay with that. I don't need everybody to like it. But, you know, with me, I mean, I want to keep a message in my music and, you know, reach a certain demographic of people. You know what I mean? So, you know, but like I was saying, you know, I don't hate the new guys that are coming up or whatever. You know, I'm not knocking anybody shine. You know, they figured out a way to make money and, you know, feed their families, help people that are closest to them, friends and family or whatever, you know what I mean, to give back to charity or whatever. And that's cool. I really respect that. But I can't sit here and say that I'm going to be riding around, you know, listening to Lil Yachty or, you know, or Lil Uzi Vert or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not my cup of tea, you know what I mean? I'm a true hip-hop head, and that's the shit that I'm in. I'm still riding around, you know, listening to Illmatic and Reasonable Doubt and things of that nature. That's the shit that I'm listening to, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I just come from that. I come from that cloth, and I can't you know, get past the fact that, you know, I grew up on that, and, you know, that's just what I like to listen to, you know what I mean? So, it's no disrespect to the younger guys that's doing it. More power to you, salute, for being able to, you found the outlet to be able to help people, you know what I mean? To feed your family and whatnot, but, you know, it's just not something that I want to listen to. It's just not.
So I think,
and then before you say it, I just want to say this last point. You know, a lot of people talking about the older rappers. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jay-Z and that. But Jay-Z and Nas are still putting out real good quality music. They're still making very great and quality music that reaches people all over the world. You know what I mean? I mean, Jay-Z last album, you know, 440, I mean, that album is great to me, man.
It was nominated for a Grammy.
It's a great album. It's a great, you know, body of work. It's a masterpiece. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Jay-Z caught a lot of flags. Oh, he's not really rapping on some regular. Listen, Jay-Z is always going to be one of the greatest of all time to me and to a lot of other people. So people can say what they want about the age or whatever, but he's still putting out quality music. If you can still make that type of music that reaches people and, you know, you get a real good response from it, then why the hell not keep making it? You know what I mean? I mean, it just don't make any sense to me, man. And it's just like, it's better than a lot of the stuff that's coming out now, you know what I mean? Like, these new guys are putting out good records or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it just doesn't compare to me, you know what I mean? It just doesn't. So that's my take on that, man.
But, yeah, that's a very good point, though. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, man, there's just so much. And the stuff with the music, it also spreads to everything. Like you said, it's like, I feel like this, the newer generation, and I'm, like I said, I hate trying to take shots at people, but they're very sensitive.
Yeah.
You can't say that you don't like something without being labeled as a hater. And that's unfortunate because you're not going to like everything.
Yeah.
You know? And like you said, not everybody's going to like what you put out, you know, as far as music, any kind of content.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? I've learned to accept that. As I've gotten older, I've gotten a lot more comfortable in my skin, my own skin. Yeah. And I just don't care what people think. You know, that I don't want. I mean, you know, maybe people close to me, but even to a certain degree, not even people close to me, you know? But it's just really unfortunate that things have to be like that, that you can't even voice your opinion about certain things because people get upset about it. And but it also, like I said, it also carries over to social media and the same thing, you know, and a lot of people use social media in negative ways too, you know. They're always posting, you know, like negative stuff, you know, people fighting, you know, fights and things like that. You know, sometimes that stuff is entertaining, but to me sometimes that stuff can be very negative.
Yeah.
Because we're showing our own people just being ignorant, you know, and it's really sad to me. So I try to make sure that the things that I surround myself with social media, that they're very positive things. And I feel like it makes you a more positive person. People tell me all the time that I always seem to have a positive outlook on things. I'm not going to act like I don't have my down moments where I'm depressed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all go through it.
I
think everybody has forms of depression and stuff like that. Yep. But I always try to stay positive. And even when bad things happen to me, I try to bounce back quickly and try to focus on, okay, how do I make this better? How do I fix this? Mm-hmm. Try to be a problem solver, you know? Because the more you stay in that dark place, the harder it is to get out of there.
Yeah.
And, that's how I've just always lived my life. And I have, when you start to have people telling you all the time that, you know, that you're a very positive person and that you're always happy, you're always smiling, I take that as a badge of honor. Like, it really means a lot to me when I hear people say that to me. I actually had one of my coworkers down in Queens. They saw me yesterday. Not yesterday. It was the other day. They saw me, and they actually said to me, they actually asked me what was going on, because they said they felt like lately when they saw me that they saw something in my face that made it seem like something was just different.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to me that somebody would, number one, take that much interest and notice something like that. Somebody that I wouldn't say was that I'm close to, but, you know, that I'm cordial with, you know, and stuff like that. You know, and then so I responded to them and was just like, you know, I feel fine, but yeah, I mean, are there things going on in my life that you know, that are on my mind? Yeah. But I guess sometimes when things weigh heavy on you, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
You can read it on somebody.
Yeah.
But it just, it really was interesting to me that somebody noticed that. But it was more interesting to me the fact that they noticed, like, they were like, oh, usually when you come around, you're very nice and you have energy. They said that I have an energy that comes off of me.
Yeah.
That I never really took notice of, I guess. And so that really meant a lot to me, you know. So it makes me really, basically what I'm trying to say is you have to be cognizant of what is going on,
yeah,
of the energy that you give off to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you're giving off negative energy to people, and then people don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's something that's very important. The energy that you give off through social media too. The yeah. things that you post.
Yeah.
If you're giving off positive energy, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
But if you're putting out negative energy, if you look on your Facebook feed and it's just person after person just posting negative things. And I understand when it's your social media, you can post whatever you want. That's your right. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a person, I have a right to not see that.
Yeah.
So if I unfriend you, or if I take you off of my feed just so I don't see that stuff, I do that with a lot of people. I try to keep the positive stuff on my news feeds, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's very important, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta spread positivity, man. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, a lot of people out there that, you know, listen to me and follow me. They know that my content is about being positive and being optimistic and just, you know, spreading as much optimism as I possibly can every single day. You know, it's easier to be a negative person, and I put that on my Instagram. I think yesterday, actually, you know, I put a post up about, you know, being cynical and being positive and being optimistic. It's easier for people, you know, it's easier for people to default into being negative and to being a cynical person because it got, you know, short-term gain. And, you know, it's harder to be positive. It's harder to be optimistic because it's a longer road. You know what I mean? And the process is longer when you're trying to be positive and optimistic and, you know, you're trying to make something of yourself and, you know, you're constantly, you know, just surrounded by negativity and people that are negative. You know what I mean? Like I know I feel that type of energy every single day, which is why, you know, I stay, you know, in my apartment, you know, most of the time and I'm just working on stuff. You know what I mean? Like I don't post everything. I mean, I can't wait until I get to, you know, the point where I can have, you know, a guy with a camera that follow me around and show everything that I go through in a day. You know what I mean? Everything. Because it's going to be some good content there, but at the same time, you know, it's just me working on shit. You know, I'm working on, you know, building my businesses up, you know, Shopify and, you know, like Fiverr and things of that nature. You know what I mean? You know, my social media business. Everything that I'm doing, you know what I mean? And it took a lot for me to get to this point because it was a struggle, you know what I mean? I mean, I talk about, you know, my stuttering and stuff like that and how I dealt with that, you know, most of my life. And it really affected me in my life a lot, you know what I mean? Like, it had a lot of negative impact on me. But then, you know, as I got older, I learned to embrace things. I learned to embrace my flaws and make them work in my favor. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my whole thing. Like, and now just the fact, I mean, I give myself a lot of credit and I appreciate everybody out there that, you know, gives me support and love. You know what I'm saying? You know, I truly appreciate it. You know, I can't stress that enough, but, you know, I give myself a lot of credit because it took a lot for me to get to that point where I was getting in front of a camera and talking, or even right now doing a podcast, you know, starting a podcast or, you know, doing it. And just the fact that I want to get to the level of being able to speak in front of people. You know what I mean? You know, speak to, you know, the younger generations out there and, just speak to people in general, you know what I mean? Because I feel like I have a strong message. It's a positive message, and I want to spread it to as many people as I can. And I want to get in front of people and actually give this message, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a challenge, I understand it, but I feel like, you know, God gives, you know, the hardest battles, you know, to his strongest soldiers. You know, I believe in that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just want people to understand that if a person like me can overcome certain shit like that, like stuttering and being afraid to speak in front of people. I mean, I never told anybody in my family, but I remember being in school and, you know, I was scared to read aloud. You know what I mean? I didn't, everybody had to take a turn. I remember, you remember that in school, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody had to take a turn reading out of the textbook.
Oh, yeah.
out of that history book or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had to take a turn. It was mandatory, whatever. The teachers made everybody do it. You know what I'm saying? So we're looking in this big-ass textbook. Everybody's taking a pair, and I'm nervous. You know what I mean? Shit, I'm scared. I'm getting nervous because, you know, I'm like, you know, coming up next after a few people. You know what I mean? So, and my thing was, I appreciated a lot of people that were in my classes that helped me because they would help me read, even though I didn't have a problem reading. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew how to read. I was a great reader ever since I was in middle school. I know how to read. But because of the stutter, it was worse back then. So I couldn't get a word. So, you know, a few people that understood, you know, what I was going through and you know, just wanted to help me, you know. I mean, you know, they didn't know that I had a stuttering problem, but they felt like, oh, well, maybe this kid had a shit, so let me help them out. So they would get up and, you know, come beside me and help me read, you know, the paragraph that I was supposed to read. And, you know, of course, I'm embarrassed or whatever, you know what I mean? And now this is years later, so I'm comfortable talking about it now. But, you know, the way I speak now, a lot of people would never know that I had a stuttering problem because of the confidence I had. Like, I built confidence over years of practice. I mean, like, even when I was in school, like, in the younger grades, like, fourth grade and shit like that, I was, you know, I was taking therapy. I was doing speech therapy every single day in school. So that helped me a lot. And then, I learned different techniques, like, you know, chewing gum and, you know, taking deep breaths before I came out with another sentence or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So all of that shit helped me, and it made me into the person that I am today. All of that shit that I went through, it made me a stronger person. But like I said, now it's different because I have a lot of confidence now. I believe in myself more than I did at that time. So, I just wanted to share that with everybody. But, you know, the moral of the story is if you're facing, you know, an obstacle, you got to stay focused and, you know, just really believe in yourself, and, you know, you'll be able to overcome whatever obstacle or whatever, you know, bad, you know, situation you're facing. You know what I mean? You'll be able to overcome it if you just believe and just, you know, just understand that you need to give yourself more credit than you do. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people out there that are struggling. And I've seen a video where there's people out there struggling way worse with stuttering than I ever have. You know what I mean? And I want to do something about it. Like, I really want to help people, man. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be on some like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to get personal gain. Like, I really and truly, like, want to help people in the world. I want to help people that stutter like I used to, you know what I mean? You know, help people just in general, man. You know what I mean? People that don't have a lot. Like, I'm just here being used as a vessel from God, you know, to help people. That's my main mission in life, is to help people. So, you know.
Another thing I wanted to really kind of touch on briefly is support.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to, you know, I just think it's really funny, like, you know, because, we live in a small town, and it just seems like we get more support from complete strangers than our own, sometimes our own friends and family, you know? And support doesn't have to be this big, extraordinary thing. When you post a new episode of your podcast, I make sure I share it. yeah. on my page. Yeah. Something as simple as that. You put a tweet out, you know, offering services or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I try to retweet it when I see it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you do the same for me. And sometimes, you know, you see people liking your stuff or something like that, but they're not like sharing it. They're not like reposting it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a little frustrating. And you don't want to come straight to people and be like, you know, hey, you know,
yeah.
you know, can you do this for me? Sometimes you think that it's just going to happen, but then you have like complete strangers that you don't even know retweeting your stuff, yeah. liking your stuff, sharing it.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, man, like why, you know, sometimes it just, because I feel like people that come from where you come from, they almost don't want to see you mm-hmm. succeed. It's like a crabs in the bucket mentality. I'm not sure if some of you are not familiar with what that means is when there's a bunch of crabs in a bucket, when yeah. one of them tries to crawl out,
yeah.
the other crabs pull him back down into
yeah.
the bucket.
Yeah, that's the mentality a lot of people got, man.
So, and I feel like that happens a lot because you would think like, your local area, when they see you trying to do something yeah. and trying to make something of yourself, that people will support you.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to force that on anybody. If people don't like what you do, okay, that's fine. I respect that.
Yeah.
But I feel like people that see you grinding and see you trying to make it and trying to do something, that's the least they could do to support
yeah.
you.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. I actually did podcast about that, you know, on those different topics a couple weeks ago, you know what I mean? So, and like I said, just, you know, I talk about a lot of the same things over and over because I'm trying to just make people understand, you know, exactly where I'm coming from, you know what I mean? But, that's the truth, man. It's just, you know, a crab in a bucket mentality, you know what I mean? Like, this whole thing is a process, you know what I mean? Like, I learned so much from, you know, guys like Grant Cardone and Gary, you know, Vaynerchuk, like, they really changed my mindset, man. And I talk about that a lot. Like, you know, I was going down a different path in my life before I ran into their content. And I feel like I would be into a lot of bad stuff if I didn't run into their content and start listening to them and, you know, taking notes from them and just, you know, change my mindset, you know what I mean? Like, I was at a point where I was depressed and things of that nature. I didn't like who I was. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin or anything like that, you know what I mean? Like, I just hated the person that I was. And now, you know, it's 5-6 years later, like, I'm very happy with myself. Like, I'm comfortable in my own skin. You know, I'm more confident than I've ever been, you know what I mean? And then I realize that I'm on this journey. It's going to be a tough journey, but I'm willing to go through it because I know what the alternative is, you know what I mean? Like I know what it'll, you know, come out to if I don't, you know, like, follow my dreams and my goals, you know what I mean? And I really feel like I'm on the path I'm supposed to be on. You know, this path that I'm on now with being, I've always been this person. I've always been this person that was positive and optimistic. You know, if you go back and look at, you know, my Facebook from, you know, 2010 or 11, I was speaking on these things back then. But, you know, I'm just putting it in the forefront now. Like, it wasn't at the forefront before, but now I'm just putting it out there for everybody to know about, and I'm doing it on a more, you know, grand scale, you know what I mean? So you know, that's my whole thing. Like, you know, this isn't what, you know, I just came up with overnight, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't just become this person overnight, like, oh, yeah, let's push positivity and, you know, being optimistic. Like, no, I've always been this person. It just took me a while to figure out how to, you know, formulate it the right way and, you know, put it out there to where people can understand it, you know what I mean? And I can actually relate to other people, and other people can relate to me, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to keep pushing the message of being positive and being optimistic, man. And, you know, that's what it is, man. So, most definitely.
We're hitting the 45-minute mark. I think this might be your longest episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I was prepared for it to be, you know what I mean, like a longer a longer audio because, you know, I mean, like I said, anytime, you know, me and you get together, I mean, shit, we could talk for hours, man, but, you know, we don't have that many hours, you know, with this app, you know. I mean, it's a great app, you know what I mean? And I think anybody that wants to get into podcasting, I think that, you need to get the Anchor app, man. It's a really good app, and it's good to start out with doing a podcast, so most definitely. And I just wanted to touch on a few more things with hip-hop, you know, before we cut this out. You know, going back to the younger generation and, like, the older heads in hip-hop, you know, the other thing I don't like about the newer generation of rappers, a lot of them, you know what I mean? Cause, you know, because you got, you know, like the J. Cole's and the Kendricks that are doing their thing, and they, you know, represent the purest form of hip-hop, even though they have a lot of big hit records, you know what I mean, that might be considered, you know, like commercial hits and whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they represent the truest form of hip-hop that I grew up on, that me and my brother grew up on, and the shit that we listened to growing up, you know what I mean? But the thing that bothers me with the newer guys is that, you know, they're one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. You know, they're one-dimensional. And I say that as to, you know, the record that they make. If you listen to most of their songs, have the same type of beat, like the trap beat sound, you know what I mean? Like that sound is just really repetitive, and it's the same thing pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of them are using the same beats for songs, and they're being turned into hit records. And like I said, that's more power to them. If you can make a hit record off of using the same type of beat, then cool, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, once again, you know, I'm not going to compare them to the people that I grew up listening to, the Jay-Z's and the Nas and people like that, because, you know, these guys have been able to do everything. If you look through their catalog, Jay-Z and Nas, you know, look through their catalog and see that they have all types of records. They have, you know, they got the street records. You know, they got the club records. They have the reminiscing records. You know what I mean? Like things that want to make you reminisce about things in your life. Like, you know, when you listen to the newer guys, you know, you're not really hearing that, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about the clubs and turning up and being lit and all that shit. And all that shit, I mean, they're fun record. Yeah? I mean, it's fun for the kids and stuff, and that's cool, but they're one-dimensional, guys. And like this is what I need y'all to understand. And the last thing I want to say about it is, you know, hip-hop, once again, and Mike, you touched on it a little earlier, in the podcast, but you know, the thing is, like, hip hop is always put against, you know, each other. You know what I mean? Like hip hop guys are put against each other. You know what I mean? Like, they, you know, say things about this one and that one, whatever. And it's like the only genre that you hear about, you know, people beefing, you know what I mean? And getting into arguments and getting into fights and all that. And most of it is just, you know, like social media stuff. Like, they're not really going to do anything or whatever, just a back and forth on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And that shit is annoying, man. Like, why is it that, you know, country music don't have those type of issues, or, you know, rock music or anything like that? It's only hip hop, man.
You never heard about the Beatles beefing with the Rolling Stones.
Right.
You know, meet the Rolling Stones outside of a club after a performance and approach them.
Right.
You're right. This is the only culture where this kind of stuff happens.
Yep.
And it's almost kind of embarrassing, you know? And, but I mean, you know, I think it just comes down to, cause you know, also, let me just say this real quick. Mm-hmm. We had back in the 90s and in the early 2000s and stuff like that, there was trash rappers back then too.
Right.
We're not just singling, and when I say we, I'm talking about older people.
Right.
We are not singling out young people just because they're young.
Right.
We had trash music back then too, and where are those people now?
Yeah.
Some of these artists that are out now, I'm telling you, you know, you're putting the battery in their back, and you got them all charged up. I'm telling you, we'll see where they are next year. A prime example of that is Fetty Wap.
Mm-hmm.
This dude had like 3 songs all on the radio, mm-hmm. 3 different songs. Where is he now?
Yeah.
No offense to him. Yeah. Yo, he got in, he got his money, he's doing, he did his thing.
Yeah.
But where is he at now?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you have to be careful who you put your stock in.
Yeah.
Because some of these people ain't going to be, Craig Mack said it best, some people ain't going to be around next year.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
And that's the thing, man. Like, it's just, you know, a lot of these artists just don't understand, like, nowadays, the artists have moments, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's, you know, a lot of them, you know, don't even, you know, get the opportunity to have a one-hit wonder, you know, kind of career, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they fail at making that one hit, you know what I mean? Or the record that they made is, it's not, you know, relevant enough to, you know, make a real impact, you know what I mean? And it, you know, like I said, man, it's just about staying focused on your craft and knowing what, you know, you get into shit for, you know what I mean? If you understand what your why is, and if you understand why you do things, why you want to do something in life, then everything will be more clear to you, you know what I mean? Everything will start making more sense, and you know, you have a better handle on who you are as a person, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, we getting close to the cutoff time, you know, with the app, y'all. You know, I want to thank everybody that is going to be listening to this. I want to thank my guests, you know what I mean, my brother, man, you know, for coming through and just really blessing me with a great, you know, a great show. And you know what I mean, I'm definitely going to have you back on soon, man, you know what I'm saying, for sure, you know what I'm saying, because this was real fun, and you know, like I said, I knew it was going to be a longer show, because, you know, we have a lot to, I mean, we really didn't touch a lot of dirt, you know what I mean, that we wanted to touch on, but, you know, like I said, you know, you're going to be, you know, on future shows, so, you know, I just want to say thank you, man, I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I definitely hope that, you know, we can do this again in the future, and you know, we just kind of winged it today, but, you know, I think we could definitely come in with, you know, some more ideas, and, you know, I definitely would like to do it again, you know, and I might call in or something, you know, and I mean, there's a lot of ways we can do this too, you know, mm-hmm. I really admire everything that you're doing, man, and I just hope that you keep doing it. And, you know, you're definitely branching out to a lot of different aspects, you know, and, you know, you're spreading yourself out there wide. And I think that sooner or later, it's just gonna really blow up for you one way or another. And then, you know, so just keep doing what you're doing, man. And, like, you know, I really appreciate you having me on the show, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just, you know, once again, I want to say thank you to everybody that tunes in, everybody that listens, everybody that takes the time out to, you know, listen to the podcast, and everybody that follows me on Instagram and Twitter and everything. You know, I appreciate you guys, man. Once again, you know, the handle is Julius29345. That's Julius29345. You want to shout your stuff out?
You can get me. You can find me on Twitter, MKSand27. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of it. My Facebook, my music page is MAS is real. I think that's about it. Instagram is MKSand. Those are my main ones that I use. Snapchat is MKSand36. They're all pretty much the same. My YouTube channel, if you want to subscribe, is MKSand26. Or you can just look for MAS, or just look up my name, Michael Sanders. It'll probably come up. That's most of my social media right there.
All right, man. Well, like I said, once again, thank you, everybody, you know, for listening, for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, man. And I mean, just stay tuned for, you know, things that, you know, we got coming. You know what I mean? I got you know, more content coming for Instagram. You know, just continuing to learn with real estate and, you know, business and things of that nature. You know what I mean? And just, you know, growing as a person. So, I just want to say thank you to y'all, man. And I appreciate you guys and I love you guys. And you know, you'll be hearing from me next week. You know, with next week's podcast. All right, so stay grounded out there. You know, stay healthy and be blessed and be great. All right, peace. Yo, what up, everybody out there? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. Episode 18. This is episode 18 of the podcast, man. I want to thank all my listeners, subscribers out there for, you know, tuning in every week and listening, man. I appreciate you guys. I really do. Thank you for that. It means everything to me. The last podcast was long. I know a lot of people was like, man, this shit is long. Like, you know what I mean? But I had my brother on and, you know, he was the first guest on the podcast. So I knew it was going to be a longer podcast. You know what I mean? But I still wanted to have a lot of meaning and, you know, I wanted people to get a lot of value from it. So, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, but I'll make them shorter from now on because I know people don't want to, you know, sit there and listen to somebody for an hour or whatever, you know what I mean? So, but I appreciate you guys for listening. Everybody that did tune in and listen to it, I appreciate you guys. So thank you for that. So let's jump into today's show. Today, I wanted to talk about just knowing who you are as a person, man, and loving yourself. You got to love yourself for who you are. I think a lot of people get it confused. I think a lot of people aren't happy with who they are. They're not comfortable in their own skin. And there's a problem with that. You know, there's a big problem with that. You got to be comfortable with who you are. And you got to appreciate the things that you have. I think a lot of people aren't comfortable with who they are because, you know, they're worried about flaws and things of that nature. But, you know, soon, everybody's flaws are going to be put on the table in the next 10 to 15 or 20 years from now. I mean, now it's starting to happen already. You know, people are being exposed for certain things. And when you realize that everybody has flaws, then you become more comfortable, you know, with who you are. You know, you get more comfortable with yourself and being in your own skin. And that's my whole point, you know, for today's podcast. Be comfortable in your own skin, man. Be comfortable with who you are. You got to realize that, you know, being a human being is a true blessing. Being able to wake up every morning and do what you love to do is a real blessing, man. Like, I don't take anything for granted. I never did and I never will. I'm grateful for my place in life. I'm grateful for the things that I have. And I'm going to work hard for the things that I want to achieve or the goals that I have set for myself. You know, I have targets that I want to hit. I have goals that I'm after, and I know I'm going to be able to accomplish these goals because I'm focused on it. I have tunnel vision with the shit that I want to do. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, be grateful for what you have. Be appreciative of the things that you have, because in the blink of an eye, you could lose everything. You might not have anything tomorrow. And tomorrow isn't promised for anybody. You know, we're not promised, you know, to see another day. So be grateful with what you have and work hard for the things that you want in life. If there's certain things that you want, you got to work really hard. You know what I mean? It's hard work, man. It's hard getting up every day and doing certain things that you don't want to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what I do. I love inspiring people. I love motivating people. I love helping people through my words and through my content. You know what I mean? I love that. But some days are harder than others. That's true. Some days are harder than others, and certain days are harder to deal with than other days. Then I have my days where things are going pretty good. I have my days where things are going really good. Everything is working fine. And then there's those days where it's not working out so great. And I got to get back on my grind. I got to get back on my hustle. And there's times where I want to give up. I've said this plenty of times before. I've wanted to give up. I think about that from time to time. I'm only human, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a human being, like everybody else. I want to give up, but I keep going because I truly believe in what I'm doing. My confidence and my belief in what I'm doing every single day is growing every single day. And I know that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the thing that I was put here to do. I'm doing the thing that God put me here to do every single day. And I do it to the best of my ability. You know what I mean? So, I don't understand, you know, where the confusion is with a lot of people not doing whatever it is they want to do. You know, I mean, there's so many people that just want the shit overnight, man. And it's not going to happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. If you believe in God like I do and understand how this thing works and having faith in God, God is going to give you what you need. He's not going to give you what you want when you want it. He's working off of his own time. He's not working on anybody else's time. So you can say you want some, or you want, you could pray then, but I mean a lot of people that pray, but they think that, you know, they're going to get that thing that they prayed for the next day. And no, it doesn't happen that way, man. That's not how it works. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be comfortable with who you are, man. Like, know that you're blessed every single day. Every day you wake up, if things aren't working out for you, if things aren't going the way you want them to go, you got to be able to look past that, look beyond, and see that you're actually more blessed than you realize. A lot of people just don't realize it. And, you know, like I said, I don't take anything for granted. I'm truly grateful for everything that I have. I'm grateful for the family I have, you know, my daughter, my girlfriend, you know, everybody that's in my life that has helped me, you know, at some point or another in my life, you know, get to this place I'm at now. I'm grateful for them, man. I'm truly grateful. I'm eternally grateful for them, because if it wasn't for the things that I went through, I don't know if I would be doing this right now. So everything that happened in my life, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. I truly believe in that wholeheartedly. I truly believe that. Everything that happens in your life happens for a reason. Whether it's good or bad, it was supposed to happen that way because it's just a lesson learned. You're learning something from it. You know, some people don't learn from things that happen to them. I learn from everything. Any mistake or anything that happens, you know, especially mistakes, I learn from it. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my whole spiel on just being comfortable with who you are. And once you understand that and wrap your head around that, then things will start working for you. Things will become better for you in your life once you realize that you're blessed and you're the person that you're supposed to be. God, he crafted you perfectly in his image. And once you realize that, once you realize that other people have flaws and nobody's perfect, things will start clicking for you. I promise they will. All right, so I just wanted to get that message out there today, man. That's all I got for y'all today. I hope you guys enjoy this message. And, you know, you can find me on Instagram at Julius29345. I got a lot of content on there. Twitter, same name. YouTube, just type in Julius Sanders. You know, I'm all over the place. Snapchat, you know, same thing. First and last name, Julius Sanders. You know, I'm on there. I'm everywhere. So, you know, if you're looking for good content and, you know, you're looking for things, you know, that are going to inspire you and motivate you, then, you know, check me out, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to uplift people. I'm here to inspire people. I'm here to motivate people. I'm here to let people know that it's okay to be flawed, because everybody's flawed. We all have our ups and downs in life. We all have things going on. We all have obstacles that we're trying to get around or get over or bust through. You know, we have barriers that, you know, we're trying to, you know, maneuver around. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, it's a part of life. But the main thing is, you can't ever give up. Don't ever give up. No matter how hard things get, no matter how tough things get, no matter how much you want to quit or give up or stop what you're doing, don't ever stop. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give yourself a reason to want to give up. All right? So that's all I got for y'all today, man. Thank you for everybody that tunes in and listens every single week. Everybody that subscribed to the YouTube channel. Everybody that pays attention and watches on Instagram. Everybody that looks at all my shit on Twitter. On all the social networks. I appreciate you. You know, whether you say negative things about me or positive, or if you like something, or if you comment, I appreciate everything. Any type of interaction from anybody. So thank you for that. I love you guys, and you know, hope you just keep going forward with your life. Keep crushing it. Keep chasing after your dreams. Keep going after your goals, and never ever give up. All right? I love y'all. Be blessed and be great. Peace.